In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
It's nice to see you and have a chance to come in here and say a few words and, you know, and have an opportunity to discuss a few of the things that are happening around Randolph County and taking place. Of course, it's a, not that I'm the weather person, but it's a rainy, dreary day today out there. But it was a beautiful weekend. I had an excellent time. Yes. Got a chance to go to several different events over the weekend and visit with people, and it was very nice. Sunday yesterday, except it was kind of breezy. It could stay like that for me all the way up until spring. It was a nice day. It's a very wonderful day.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here, and we will come back and talk more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. And this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and not a lot going on yet, right?
We're in the time of year when it's kind of quiet. We're just finished up the third month of our new fiscal year, and the actual numbers are not out for the third month yet. I wouldn't expect them for a few more days. Mm-hmm. It takes a little time to process it. The auditors are going through and doing their work on Randolph County. Their audit report should be out within the next month or two. This is the time when they come through and spend quite a bit of time in the office going over the different accounts. And there's quite a bit of it associated with Randolph County, as well as various different departments. So you have the county central, then you have the care center, then you have the health department and the highway department. And they have to hit each one of those areas and cover each of them in order to consolidate it into one complete set of financial statements, which they usually have out in, I'll say, the 1st of May, which is a couple of months from now. Mm-hmm. But they're in the middle of the audit process, and the people, particularly in the treasurer's office, are helping and supporting them on that. We finished up the last of the tax cycles and made the final distributions from last year. And believe it or not, it's time to start the whole process over again. Soon there'll be time for the border review and begin the process over, and hopefully it'll move a little quicker this year than it did last year. But just a number of different factors that, you know, that kind of slowed it down in the process from what it was in previous years, but hopefully it won't slow down that much. I know over a course of time they've been trying to make a lot of updates in the assessor's office with new equipment and several of the programs they've used for a number of years, those things, software is something that doesn't last very long. For those who work at computers, you know that stuff changes on a regular basis.
And I think I heard once it updates faster than, I mean, by the time you get it installed, it's already out of date.
Yeah, that's the old rule of thumb. Usually, if you get 2 years out of it, and of course, some of the programs, obviously, you run them quite a bit longer than that, mm-hmm. but it every 2 to 3 years, they have new updates, and you're working on getting those in place, and technology really changes quickly on those types of things. So they're working on getting those items updated as well as what I'd call the normal routines, that thing, mm-hmm. the items that you always go through with Randolph County every day of the week. Other issues, and you probably are not issues, but other items, you probably heard me mention it before, but Randolph County is looking at a new phone system, and it's kind of an integrated in an integral type of operation. 911 has new equipment coming in. They received a grant for that in the 911 area, which basically updates the 911 systems to what is to recognize that 911 calls now are mainly from cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 20 years ago when the process started, they were mainly from landlines. That is not the case anymore. They're mainly from cell phones. The new equipment has to be updated to be digital, to receive text, to receive, you know, cell phone calls, locate and identify where they're at, and that type of system. I don't want to go into too much details because a lot of those details I'm not exactly familiar with. I hear the reports and they go over them, but when you get too deep into the details, it goes a little beyond the types of areas where I normally work. But in relation with that and the digital operations of the rest of the courthouse, and in relation with that then comes the new phone systems for just the other offices that will integrate and work with the 911 systems that have to be in place. In other words, we have to have the core 911 systems in place, which are redundant in Sparta and they're redundant in Nashville because Randolph County and Washington County are basically the backups of one another.
Right.
Under the new system once it's installed. And that'll be later on this year, but they're in the process of putting all this together. But it should be fully operational by the end of 2020, which is good.
Which that means, basically, if for some reason Randolph County is unable to answer it either.
If Randolph County is unable to answer, then Washington County can answer our calls, or we can answer their calls, and our Sparta can be a backup to the process as well. So the point being is you have multiple locations that can handle the call if for some reason one location is unable to respond. You know, issues happen from time to time. Internet goes down, power issues, whatever, high volume, call volume, that type of thing can delay it. So you have the backups. So in other words, in order to be compatible with all this, the new phone systems for Randolph County, which are also integral with the complete data operations. Randolph County has a tremendous amount of information, data they store related to property lines, lands, mapping, location. I lost the where they triangulate off the satellites.
Right.
That type of thing. All those maps have to be in place. They have to be on the computer so you can call them up. Global.
Mm-hmm.
Global location mapping. But those things have to be in place and be available so they can be called up and operational when you have emergency responders, either fire or medical or those types of things. So all of that becomes an integral part of each other and have to be kept up and going. And we're working on those types of things as well.
Yeah, when you dial 911, you don't want to get a busy signal or no answer.
Well, yes. I mean, you get it, but not only have to get an answer, there's many other things that have to work because they have to notify the first responders. The first responders have to be able to pull up the maps as to where these places are at and how they're going to get there. They have to have the global positioning to guide them there. All these types of things, they all become an integral part of one system.
That has helped a lot. Back when I worked in emergency services and that, you know, that was pre, you know, mapping days per se as far as the internet goes and that, and I mean we basically had to get verbal directions to some places if we weren't familiar with it.
Have to get verbal directions, or you had to pull out the paper, the old paper maps, and turn them and look. And so this is all part and parcel of a new process, and it's going to be nice when it's complete, but it just takes time to get it all in place and to have it operational. But they're working on those types of things. There was, we're looking at replacing a bridge this summer. If everything works, the engineering process is in place. We're asking for final approvals from Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT, you know, which approves the motor fuel tax usage. But that's down by County Road 5, which is the one that runs between Wine Hill and Rockwood and Mill Creek Bridge, I believe it's called. I'm not exactly sure. I have a pretty good idea where it's at, but that's the approximate location.
Right.
But that's a bridge we're going to work on. And there's another one we're going to possibly work on this year, but that one's still out. But we're pretty sure we're going to get this one in We're working on the paperwork and approvals for it right now and moving forward. Other than that, going through the regular activities in Randolph County and keeping up.
You're talking about the bridges. That means, too, with the weather warming up and stuff like that, road work will soon start.
It's going to be a few more weeks. But, yes.
Right. But, I mean, that's...
It will ultimately start, and when the weather's dry, that's when you have to get out there and do these things. Roads and bridges are very important. Infrastructure is very important to our county, as well as the state of Illinois, as well as the country in general. Mm-hmm. Without good infrastructure, you can't have the prosperity that's required, you can't have the necessary movements that are required to support everything else. So
right.
It's infrastructure is very important.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and throw in our next break here.
Sure.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. 9:49. Got about 9 minutes left in the program today. Again, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And one thing, you know, we've talked about it a couple times on here, but I think it's an important issue, is the Enterprise Zone.
Yes, became into effect. The Monroe Randolph County Enterprise Zone came into existence on January 1st of this year, basically 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still in its infancy. And actually, I was just working on some of the issues related to it last week, along with my counterpart in Monroe County. And it's going to be very beneficial over a period of time. I worked on the Enterprise Zone for a little over 2 years now, and it covers portions of Monroe and Randolph counties. And besides Monroe County and Randolph County proper, it has City of Columbia, City of Waterloo, Village of Valmar, City of Redbud, Village of Evansville, City of Chester, and City of Sparta. So it encompasses this entire area. And within that Enterprise Zone, there are many benefits related to business development. And that's what it's about, is to try to have economic development, encourage businesses to come to our area. And so within that, it has sales tax issues for new business expansion, as well as other tax abatements related to utilities, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the key one being the sales tax issue. And over the period of time I worked on that, there were 10 criteria that we had to be able to demonstrate that we had in this area in order to qualify, and I was able to pull three. I'd worked on several of them. You know, they relate to poverty rates and those types of things, but one related to assessed valuation declines in the area, and I was able to pull that in related to taxation, as well as to draft intergovernmental agreements among the 9 different entities that I just mentioned there, and come up with the articles that would put it together, and it was get it passed and accepted and adopted by all 9 of those different communities, which was an integral part of it. So, and I don't mean to say I'm the only person that worked on it. Obviously, there were many other people, but it took quite a bit of time and effort, but I think over the long run, it's going to become very beneficial to us. Also worked on the flooding-related issues in Monroe County last spring, and of course, we're preparing for those again this year. It's predicted to be wet, but hopefully it won't get there. But prudence demands that you prepare, hold meetings and prepare across both counties. The levee system that protects Randolph County runs from the confluence of the Kaskaskia in Mississippi all the way up to about the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. And there's 5 levee districts within that, 3 in Monroe, 2 in Randolph, and 1 that kind of crosses both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as an issue, we bring them all together and coordinate it along with emergency management, so you have plans in place should it become necessary later on this spring. But we'll just have to wait and see how the weather progresses. But right now they are predicting very, very wet weather. But those are some of the things that I've done area-wide across the area here. And most recently, obviously, I've been working for many years across these things. But these are the couple in the last 2 to 3 years mm-hmm. that make quite a bit of difference. I'll go ahead and mention it now that I am running for state representative, Republican ballot on March 17th, basically 2 weeks from tomorrow is the election. There are 3 of us in there vying for the position, and I would ask for support and vote from everyone. I believe I'm the best qualified candidate by far, and I think most people know, but I'll go ahead and mention it. I'm a certified public accountant and governmental auditor, and I've served on the Randolph County Board for ever since basically December 1st, 2010. I'm working in my 10th year right now. I'm working in my 4th year of chairing the board, 6th year of being on the budget director and handling the finances of Randolph County, which has proved to be very difficult. In an area where it's the whole area just is takes time as an agricultural-based communities. It has changed so much over the last 50 years and readapting to the new ones and dealing with the issues related to Dynergy, which is now Vistra Energy. They were a very significant part of our communities and their decline, but working around those types of issues. And I've enjoyed working on it. I believe I have the best experience, best qualifications. I think I could do an excellent job in Springfield. Obviously, I understand taxes and budgets very well. And it's you have to be able to understand those if you're going to help and support what's going on. And I'm pro-Second Amendment, very conservative type of person along those issues, and been a gun owner for 50 years, actually a little longer than 50 years when you think about it. And you understand what's going on, and we need to get Springfield to better appreciate, better appreciate the rights and desires of our area, and be a little less they're a little less driven by the wants of Chicago, but.
Right.
You have to be able to get in there and have respect for your abilities in order to accomplish these things. And I believe by far I'm the best one to do it. And as I mentioned again, I ask for your support and vote here in 2 weeks, and so I can have the opportunity to be on the ballot in the fall and possibly serve this district at the state level as well.
And this district covers Randolph?
The district is all of Randolph County, all of Monroe County, portions of Perry County, which is kind of 154 south, the western southern portions of Perry County, some southern portions of St. Clair County, such as Marissa, Lindsberg, New Athens, in that area. That's the bulk of it, what I just described there. But the core of it is Randolph and Monroe counties. That's the two core areas of it.
Okay.
And areas which I've worked across for many years and supported.
So, you were talking about the enterprise zone. I mean, that.
Yes, well, that is a very good demonstration of working across the whole district and supporting economic growth and development with the enterprise zone or those types of things. You have to have something to offer. You have to have, as expression goes, you have to have tools in your tool bag to offer to businesses that are thinking about locating in this area. And it does make a difference in attracting businesses. The enterprise zone has already had two or three inquiries about locating here. They're just in the talking stage and nothing has happened yet. But they're looking at the area. They're considering it because of the enterprise zone. Of course, there's many other things that they have to consider in their process, but that just helps you over one more step in being able to convince businesses or development to come into the area. And that's what we want to do to help the area grow economically and improve and provide better for all of us.
Yeah, we have several businesses, and industries in the county, but I mean, you always want to expand that and get.
Well, you have to continue to expand your economic base. That's just part of life. We have many fine industries that have been here many years, but nothing lasts forever and nothing stays forever. And you have to continually work to expand new opportunities because over a period of time, other things just simply change. And it's the same way. Think of when we were young, Jeff, and 50 years ago and how the agriculture communities looked at that time period.
Right.
And what was in the communities and how that has changed over the last 50 years. And that type of change will continue. And you have to be ready for it. You have to work to expand it and to attract, use what you have here as your resources and assets and attract new business into the area. Because I assure you, other areas are out there trying to attract business into them as well. And if you're not out there competitively with everyone else, you're going to be left behind. And we don't want that to happen.
You know, Chicago wouldn't be what Chicago is without the industry it has up there.
Well, yeah, exactly. The industry brought the people, and the people bring the industry, and you have to work for those. Now, our area, we have many beautiful things. Tourism is something that's very important in our area that's often not mentioned, but it is very important. It's very, this area is very nice, very lovely to be a part of. We have a tremendous amount of history. Speaking of which, to put in a plug for Fort Deschartres down there at Prairie South North, west of Prairie de Rocher. Fort Deschartres, they're having their 300-year anniversary this year in recognition and as part of their celebrations this year. And they'll draw in a lot of people for the area, and that's all good and part of the development and the support for our communities, which make for, you know, jobs and development over a period of time. And these are the things we have to work on and work towards.
All right, well, it looks like we're out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I always enjoy a chance to come in here and say a few words. You have a wonderful day, Jeff, and everyone out there.
All right, you too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.